Greetings. Yes, you guessed it, it's Moments of Melody time again. Here's one of those stories from First Mate Bob. How would you react if you saw a known killer walk up to your door? Would you panic? Run away? Remain calm? Well, let me tell you how one man reacted. His name, Jim Voss. Jim, you will recall, was the wiretapper for Mickey Cohen and his gang in Los Angeles. Mickey paid Jim well, but a beautiful home and shiny cars didn't satisfy the heart of a young man who knew a better way, God's way. When evangelist Billy Graham came to Los Angeles, Mrs. Voss and her praying friends targeted their concern on Jim. One night, their prayers were answered. After Billy preached, Jim became genuinely converted to Christ. Newsmen quickly picked up the story of the wiretapper's conversion and splashed it on the front page the next morning. As Jim read the news story, he began to wonder, what action would the gangster world take against him? After all, he knew a host of secrets that might send some of the gang to the penitentiary and even the gas chamber. Would Mickey feel that Jim had turned traitor? A desertion which, from the underworld point of view, demanded speedy liquidation. Jim laid down the morning paper and looked out of the living room window. He saw a big limousine pull up in front. Out stepped some men whom he recognized as some of the most heartless killers in the underworld. Run for your life was the initial impulse. But then another message flashed into Jim's mind, a verse of scripture he had read just that morning. It gave him confidence and dispelled his fears. Jim stepped to the door, opened it, and invited the gunman into his home. The spokesman was quick and firm in his remarks. Jim, you've been assigned an important wiretapping job in St. Louis. You must fly there today or else. Jim told him, I can't go. The Lord Jesus has changed my heart. And with all the earnestness of his transformed being, he told them of his conversion the night before. The gunmen looked bewildered, shrugged their shoulders, and left. They never did come back. Today, more than 20 years later, Jim Voss is much alive, working for Christ among troubled youth in New York City. Oh, yes, the Bible verse that gave him strength that tense morning was this. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now some verses from Psalm 91. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all gods to shelter me. How then can evil overtake me or any plague come near? For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will steady you with their hands to keep you from stumbling against the rocks on the trail. You can safely meet a lion or step on poisonous snakes. Yes, even trample them beneath your feet. For the Lord says, because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. When he calls on me, I will answer. I will be with him in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. Two things the Lord gives to those who trust him: satisfaction and salvation. That's what Jim Voss, the wiretapper, found. Look at that last verse again. The Lord says, I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. That's the promise of the Lord.